forces, the Allied forces are now coming through.
And my husband was one of them.
And your husband was one of them.
How'd you meet?
Hmm?
How'd you meet him there?
That's another story. Here. After
oh, you didn't know until here.
Oh, okay. So you were there, but
I didn't know him, but
oh, okay.
I didn't know him at all.
Okay.
I lived here in Nuremberg, he lived there in Nuremberg.
Right.
He went to a boys' school, I went to a girls' school.
And he was in Normandy, you were in Normandy.
That's right. No, I wasn't in Normandy.
You were down Bordeaux.
Yeah. I met him later. It was over. For all practical purposes, it was over. And I think I went back to my parents, where they were. And they stayed there until they came here. Whereas I, in January...
45.
No, before that already. We are still 44. January 45. But I went already in a little bit before. I went back to Paris.
Oh.
And I had gotten in contact with the school where I did the dancing and the anatomy and everything else. And she was perfectly happy, more than happy, she said, to take me in as a teacher. She was very, very busy. There were very huge classes, and she was just putting up a huge performance with hundreds of kids. And yes, I could be of great help, which I was. I found a place to live. Some old friends of my dad's, the daughter of a brewmaster who was a dentist by then, the daughter, found me a place to live with a nice Jewish elderly lady who had an apartment with her sister-in-law who came from Switzerland. They lived there and they rented me a room. So here I was in my room, and I went every day to work for the dance school. And 3 months later, I had no money. She never paid me. And I had enough courage 3 months later to ask. And she said, oh, she doesn't have money to pay me. I should be happy to have a job. That's good experience. And I said, I have to pay my rent and I have to eat. Sorry, goodbye. I mean, outrageous, but what can I do? Take a lawyer? Didn't have money to pay a lawyer. And I found out through some other people that the American army, who is in Paris, hires people. However, I didn't speak any English. But I found a connection somehow with that. There's a place you don't need English, you just type the same damn letter in English, you will just learn the English, it's the same form letter, and you type it from morning to night. So I went, and it was American headquarters, American Graves Registration.
Wow.
And they had their offices in a beautiful place in Versailles, which was converted into offices. And yes, from morning to night, I typed, either we have no idea where your son is at the present time. We, unfortunately, he's missing in action. That was MIA. Or unfortunately, he's KIA. And yes, we know where he's buried, or we don't know yet where he's buried. So these were ABC letters with carbon paper, which I typed from morning to night. And the first week, I didn't know at all what it meant. And by the time I got home, I was too tired to get the dictionary and find out what I was writing. But I learned English. I was there for almost 2 years until I came here in January 47. And I went up in that Graves Registration that I had a lot of GIs under me, working under me. I knew English by then, and it was a perfect place to learn it. And you were fed hot lunch. There was hardly any food in Paris. You were fed a hot lunch, and they took you from the train station in Versailles. They picked you up and took you, I wasn't the only one, to the wherever it was, Les Petites Écuries it was, and took you back in the evening. And you, if you want a funny story in there, all the file cabinets, all the files, big files, were in the bathrooms. There were lots of bathrooms, and they made file rooms out of it. And there was hot water and a bathtub. And once I dared ask, is it possible to take a bath there if I bring my own soap? Soap was rationed. You got about that much on a ration card. But you had no hot water at home. And It went through channels, and I was allowed, yes, twice a week. I could stay after work, but I had to get myself to the train station. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a walk. I walked it. I brought my towel. I had a bath. This was like heaven.
Yeah.
And I worked there. Before that, I worked for the censorship, American censorship, army censorship. And it was very boring, and it was not in Versailles, but I forget where it was. We sat at a long table and read German cards, which they sent home.
Right.
And there couldn't have been an intelligent soldier in my batch ever. It was terrible, terrible, and very boring, and nobody ever found anybody. And then the whole unit was transferred to Germany, Offenbach, out of Frankfurt.
Right.
They were transferred, but they were not allowed to transfer me because at that time I was stateless. I didn't have.
Right.
I was totally stateless, so they couldn't. That's when I got the Graves job. That was a blessing.
Yeah.
By the time I came here, I knew English perfectly, just like now. What else do you want to know?
Can we just jump back?
Yeah.